You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
After her evening meal, Exia waited in the gardens with Layden, her loyal dragon pet, in hopes that her beloved would return from his quest this night and sweep her into his arms again. Finally, her patience wore thin, and she returned to her chamber to prepare for another night alone, as Layden stretched out on the floor, positioning himself between the door and his mistress's bed.
It's dark and he still isn't back yet. Doesn't he understand that a girl has needs?
He will have set up camp to ward off the animals and creatures of the night. Her annoyance giving way to her concern, lay down to sleep, and yet something kept her from slumber, an aching need that she longed to fulfill somehow. But sleep finally claimed her tired and worried body.
No!
After waking up from a nightmare, her heart was pounding, her body flushed with adrenaline.
But it was so real. He was making love to me down by the lake, his body thudding into me, inside me. Oh, it felt so good. Almost as if he were here.
Exia's hand crept between her tender thighs. Also awakened by her nightmare, Layden had felt the initial terror of his mistress. Her moans grew louder, and the energy had started to wash over him as well, causing the young dragon's large phallus to engorge. The creature stood and jumped on the bed.
Oh! Layden! You shouldn't... Oh, my. Oh, gods, that's big. Come, my little dragon prince.
I hope you enjoyed the free intro teaser. If you'd like to hear more of this recording or find out about the other recordings I create, just send me a message to candy@voicelikecandy.com or check out my recordings club at patreon.com/voicelikecandy. That's me.